we're back at it full speed ahead with everything, getting ready for a good challenge down in Houston against a division leader. And I think that time away for the players has been good. And started off with a good meeting this morning, getting ready for these guys. And like I said, it'll be a challenge, but I think our guys are up to it. They're resilient and mentally tough, and I like the way they come in here every day to work. And it's been no different, even where we're at right now.
What are you seeing from Blaine's standpoint from how his leadership's developing over the course of this year?
I'll tell you, I've been impressed with Blaine. I see a real attempt to grow at that position. I see guys following him a little more and more each game, but I see things on the field, in the huddle, on the practice field, walking off the field. I mean, I'm constantly evaluating players, constantly evaluating a situation, constantly looking for anything that can prevent us from winning or help us win. And I think Blaine is making a serious attempt, and it's not – I think it's real. That's what I like about it.
Houston needs in time for possession, and they have 43 minutes here. What allows them to have the ball so long?
Well, a lot of it is controlling the clock within the play. A lot of it's their third down, their ability to convert third downs. They sustain drives. Their defense is playing very well, so offenses aren't on the field for very long. I mean, they complement each other. That's what you're looking for, is balance amongst a team, especially between the offense and the defense. But when Houston has it, they don't give it away. And when they don't have it, that defense gets it back rather quickly. So it's, you know, I've been on the other side of things. I've been a part of a thing like that. And, you know, it's, they do it very well.
Coach, when you're not playing as well as you'd like at home, is it nice to be able to get away?
I like being at home. I mean, I do. There's no way we're trying to run and hide to go play somewhere else by any means. It's just the next game happens to be on the road, happens to be against, you know, a team with a tied for the best record. I don't think we want to shy away from being home. Our players are proud to be home. They're trying to do their best at home, and but we're certainly not. We don't have the mindset. Let's go and get on the road because we play better. I mean, that's just not a. That's not. I don't believe that's the case. I think Lowry's going to do some things today. He's gradually, we've kind of progressed through the weekend, which has been good for him. He's going to do a couple more things today, especially more with Tom Maslinski. We've put a policy in there that basically put all the football work with Tom first before he gets involved with players, where there's, you know, potential for something, getting tied up with some players. So we're going to do a little more with Tom today, and then we'll see where we're going to go with Lowry. Blaine should be fine. Again, that's just something he's going to have to deal with right now. Rasheen, again, is a matter of strengthening the his leg, trying to get him back to full strength. And Maurice, again, will miss this game, and Greg Jones is still questionable. So we're going to see how he is doing today.
Are Lowry and Rasheen still questionable?
I'd say questionable.
All three?
Yes, yeah.
So they all three have a chance to play?
They have a chance, all depending on how they progress during the week, each day.
Who's the most unlikely to
play? I think they're all about the same category.
What kind of year has Bradfield had as a freshman?
I'd say he's been up and down. I mean, I don't know how well he played this last game. I thought maybe he leveled off there. I think he's getting better the more experience he's getting. I mean, he's seeing a lot of teams are trying him out. I mean, basically, you see a lot. You put your best, your best protector to your quarterback's blind side, and a lot of teams put their best pass rusher over there, but some teams are starting to get it. They're putting their best guy over on the right side and letting the quarterback see it coming. And because you're looking at, maybe the lesser of the tackles, and ours is just, we got a brand new starting tackle over there, and I think he's held his own, but I think he's been somewhat inconsistent.
When you have a guy who played Division II football, you have to be more patient.
I think so. Yeah, I think you do. I see progress with him. I mean, I do. I see little things that he can be consistently better at. But I mean, he's very athletic. I see him trying to be physical. I think he's trying to do the things we're asking him to do. I think he's going against some tough players for a first-time starter that I think the more he gets, the better he's going to get.
Mike, do you anticipate that Block will do what they will do with Block? I think the last time he played about 70, 75% of the time lining up on the left as opposed to the right. He just played it. I mean, he did play other positions, but mostly he went against Woodrow.
I would anticipate that. I think they'll do, I mean, I don't know obviously what they're going to do, but, you know, they don't have to do a lot of things differently. They're playing well with the same system they've been in. You know, he did move around, especially when they got into some sub situations. He went up against our guards. I think they'll move him around and just see if they can find a weakness up front.
Players said your message was 7-game season, finish strong.
Yeah, I think, you know, we don't want to look back. If we do, it's just to learn from some of the things we did. But I think we need to look forward and see how we can progress. I've said it before, as players, as our schemes, and then as a team, and, you know, finish stronger than obviously we started, but come out on the positive side in these last 7 games. That's all we have left, and that's all we're going to focus on.
You said you're seeing Blaine grow. Watching games, you don't seem to see that. You're missing something.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. There's things you don't see. I mean, like I said, I constantly am looking. Like when you go to the combine, you sit there and you watch those guys run the 40. Well, I watch what they do before the 40. I watch their body language. I watch, are they paying attention to the instructions? I mean, I'm constantly paying attention to everything about them, not just what happens when the ball snapped. There are things that are very positive going on with them. He's a young quarterback still, and he has definitely room to grow, no question about that. Lots of room to grow. But he is definitely given an attempt to be a leader that I can see when nobody else is watching.
Doesn't he have to start doing something once he snaps the ball?
Yeah, yes, they all do. Actually, they all do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He played not a ton of deep passes completely in the last 5-6 weeks. How are defenses? How much have they changed how they look at Cecil?
I think he's a deep, I would consider him a deep threat. Now with Laurent back, I would consider him even more of a deep threat because now you've got two guys that can stretch the field vertically. But it hasn't been designed not to throw the ball deep again. And watching those games, there's a lot of times we've just haven't let it go and or we haven't had time to let it go. So we're still attempting to get the ball down the field to those guys.
So it's been a combination sometimes of protection, sometimes
you
got that open?
And sometimes just got to take it. You know, we believe if it's even with a defensive back, we should throw it and give our guys a chance. Just, you know, like the Minnesota play that Cecil made and that, you know, to put us ahead. That was, they were both even, give the receiver a chance to catch it. And we've had some of those cases. We just haven't trusted it. We got to make that happen.
So those 50-50 balls, sometimes you don't have a problem?
No, I don't.
Why don't you think Blaine has what it costs him?
Experience. Just not trusting it. I don't think that's the case. I just don't think you just trust it to, you know, if I see somebody flat-footed, is that guy really beat? Well, you're talking about milliseconds. All this is going through your mind to let it go or not let it go. And he's just got to make that decision to let it go.
Can you understand how after a year and a half,
I've only been with him for, you know, 9 games and in an off season. Again, I'm seeing progress from the time that I've been with him, so I can't feel what you're seeing and feeling because I haven't been with him that long. But I know he's progressed since we've been here. That's all we're looking for from all these guys.
Did you saw the film for last year?
Yes, and I think he's progressed from last year.
Do a lot of teams do that?
No, it's
four down line and not passing down.
I mean, it's a 3-4 front. They'll do some substitutions based on what you're doing, but what they want to be in is a 3-4 front.
So this guy isn't going to be a loss?
No, no.
There's a lot more potential, right?
Yes.
You said 7-game season for those guys in the locker room. I know it's easier to say when you're 1-8. What do you have in that locker room? What's the makeup there? That these guys, if you continue to see the effort,
I think
the positives that you say about it.
I think it's a very resilient team. I think it's a mentally tough team. I think I like the way they come to work. They come in here to work and to get better and to prepare to win. I've been on teams that I know when they don't do that. So it's a credit to them that they know what we have in front of us, and I think they want the same things we want. We're all in it together, and it really hasn't changed. Our same message is going through to these guys as we started the season with. I'd say Russell Allen has played. His play has gotten better and better. I mean, he's just, he's had those are tough shoes to fill in for. You're talking about a very good defensive player that we, when I was with Atlanta, considered one of those guys that's a game wrecker that could change the game based on the way he plays. And I think Russell has, he's a football player. He's a no-nonsense, doesn't complain, very physically tough guy, and definitely a team player, but I think his play has improved as time has gone on.
Now, what about Kyle and Julie?
They are doing their best they can in there. I mean, they're obviously, it's not Daryl and Clint that was here last year. They're both young players. I think Kyle is more of a special teams core player. I mean, one of our better special teams player, and Julian, again, is just learning the system as an undrafted rookie. I think he's got some potential with him, but they have certainly both prepared to do their best when they played in there.
Been surprised at all that Spurlock's contribution on offense as he's got here a couple of years.
Well, he's got some craftiness a little bit. It's more as a slot. That's where he's been productive for us, which we knew that was what he had was that kind of ability. But it's been nice to have him as a really a veteran in that room too. He's been good for the young guys.
What's your message to them about since the first game you didn't have to go where you wanted? That game's already done very well.
Can you say it again?
What's your message to players about playing a team that's already beaten you kind of hand?
I really this morning my message was about the Jaguars. I typically go over the opponent pretty in depth, and I went over the Jaguars in depth about what they're going to face, this team's capable of doing. I talked more about us than them, about how we have not put one together consistently. I've shown them where all three phases actually complement each other, play after play after. I put sequences of plays that if we do this, you see what we're capable of doing. And I had it on multiple games. I actually ran out of time to show them. So it was more about what we need to do. And it's really not about the Texans. I mean, that is the game this week. It's just about what we need to do, and I showed them that.
How many plays was that?
It was long.
80.
You found 80 plays?
80 plays that three phases complemented each other.
You mean the offense played well, the defense played well, same sequence?
Right. Right. Things that you have to do to win consistently, but you have to do it for in a complete game, not just in sporadic moments of games.
Since they do this in spurts but haven't done it, the game could be that they can't do it.
I don't believe that now. I think we have to do that. I mean, if we want to be consistent winners here, I think we can do that. It just hasn't happened, but you know, we're going to stick to our guns and it's going to happen.